You're listening to the audio production of 316, The Numbers of Hope, by Max Licato, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author.
With pride as deep and powerful as the Gulf Stream, Deanlin and I dedicate this book to our daughter Sarah. If you receive half the joy you've given us, you'll radiate the rest of your life. We love you. Acknowledgements. May I thank some people who helped this book become one? Liz Haney and Karen Hill were, as always, apt editors, equally skilled with surgical blades and soothing balm. Steve and Cheryl Green tirelessly pastored these ideas and oversaw the hectic process of publication. Carol Bloodhound Bartley let no slip-up slip by uncorrected. Susan and Greg Ligon and the entire Thomas Nelson team were the Fort Knox of creativity. Dave Drury contributed dozens of helpful insights and suggestions. David Treed offered hours of heaven-heated intercessions. The Upwards team makes all our lives easier. And the Oak Hills Church has, for many decades, tolerated my teachings and forgiven my shortcomings. I'm grateful to each of you. Jenna, Andrea, and Sarah, what dad deserves such splendid daughters? Return to the nest anytime you like. And my wife, Deanlin, I'm confused. I thought our honeymoon was supposed to last 10 days. My, it's been 40 years, and we're still celebrating. Did you book this trip? And one final prayer to the giver of all words. Eternal thanks, dear King. Would you convince the ones who read these words that the best of life is yet to be? I love golf. If only it loved me in return. Alas, it is a one-sided romance. My golf swing is the stuff that keeps an instructor awake at night. One kindly compared it to an octopus falling from a tree. Another said, I know your problem. You're standing too close to the ball after you hit it. Still another suggested that I take a couple of weeks off from golf.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?